This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Good afternoon. This is Janet. We're going to start Cincy Magazine this week with a rerun of digital content about the Asian Food Fest, which is this weekend. The Cincinnati, USA Regional Chamber, alongside Asianati, announced the entertainment lineup for the 13th annual Asian Food Fest, presented by Kroger and Procter & Gamble. The festival, which gives attendees the opportunity to experience Asian culture through cuisine, dance, music, and other special performances and contests, will be held in downtown Cincinnati on Court Street Plaza, April 27th and 28th. This year's Asian Food Festival entertainment programming will create an exciting atmosphere for visitors that will make them want to spend the weekend celebrating Asian cultures right here in Southwest Ohio, said Chelsea York, Vice President of Events and Experiences of the Cincinnati, USA Regional Chamber. The Cincinnati Chamber, along with Asianati and our sponsors Kroger and P&G, is thrilled to be able to provide the space for these amazing performances to come alive. This year's entertainment will feature the largest lineup yet, with 19 different performances. Of these performances, 13 include local and regional DJs from a variety of Asian ethnicities, 5 first-time performers, and 6 local groups that have previously performed at the Asian Food Festival. Entertainment includes performances from cultures across Asia, rock bands, traditional dances, taiko drummers, University of Cincinnati student groups, and the Cincinnati Opera. We continue to celebrate the rich cultural diversity of Asia by providing festival visitors with even more entertainment from across the continent, said entertainment lead for Asian Food Fest, Vikas Sondhai. We're excited to celebrate all that Asia has to offer over 2 days and do it in the heart of Cincinnati with the surrounding community participating in enjoying our food, singing, and dancing. We hope that the festival helps educate those curious to learn and experience all things Asia. The 2024 karaoke contest at the Asian Food Festival will be 2 days. The Eastern Eats and Vocal Beats karaoke contest with DJ Hi David will include 25 participants on Saturday, followed by a top 10 round on Sunday. The Chamber said other featured entertainment includes a Bhangra X Bollywood block party with DJ Vikas, DJ Das, and DJ Mowgli, the first ever K-pop versus J-pop DJ dance-off on the main stage, and opportunities for visitors to learn cultural dances like the Filipino Tinkling, the national dance of the Philippines. Admission to the event is free. You can learn more about the Asian Food Fest, including the vendors who will be there providing food, on their website, asianfoodfest.org. That concludes digital content from Cincy Magazine, and now we're going to turn to the 2023-2024 Blue Ash Visitor's Guide. This is a supplemental publication of Cincy Magazine. First up is Steve Aroski's welcome. He is the president of the Blue Ash Business Association and president of CMIT Solutions of Cincinnati Northeast. Congratulations to our Blue Ash Business Association on 60 years of service to the Blue Ash business community. We began 6 decades ago with the mission of being both a business and a civic organization. Our goal was simple, to promote and improve the environment of the local business community. We accomplished this by providing opportunities for members to learn about the community, provide assistance to Blue Ash area nonprofit organizations, and grow their business. And now, after fulfilling that mission for the past 60 years, we are setting new strategic goals and making plans to ensure that we continue this mission for the next 60 years. According to Ready Cincinnati, Blue Ash is home to more than 2,000 businesses. More than 80% of those businesses are considered small businesses. The Blue Ash Business Association was created to support these types of businesses by helping promote your business in the community, forming relationships with other Blue Ash business owners, providing opportunities to support area nonprofit organizations, offering opportunities to learn about regional economic development, providing community volunteer opportunities, and supporting the local school district and regional universities. On behalf of the Blue Ash Business Association, I invite you to attend one of our meetings. We meet the first Thursday of every month for a lunch and learn or an after-hours event. There are also quarterly coffee talks if you prefer earlier meetings. You can see all of our events and register on our website, babusiness.org. I hope to see you soon. This concludes the welcome from Steve Alrosky, president of the Blue Ash Business Association. The next welcome is from Jill Cole, the mayor of Blue Ash, Ohio, celebrating a remarkable milestone. With great pleasure and pride, I extend my heartfelt congratulations to the Blue Ash Business Association, or BABA, B-A-B-A, on reaching a remarkable milestone, its 60th anniversary. BABA has played a pivotal role over the past six decades in shaping our city by supporting the growth and vitality of its members and contributing to the economy of Blue Ash. The organization's unwavering commitment to local businesses has helped make Blue Ash the place to aspire, achieve, and advance. The city is proud to be a contributor to this community and business guide to commemorate BABA's impact and longevity. I'm excited to see what the future holds for the Blue Ash Business Association. Here's to another 60 years of shared success. This concludes the introduction by Jill Cole, the mayor of Blue Ash, Ohio. Our first article is written by Corrine Menard and is titled Connecting Community. BABA members give back with volunteering and donations. The Blue Ash Business Association, or BABA, hosts a variety of events each year, from its luncheons and after-hours events held on the first Thursday of each month, rotating throughout the year, to its ribbon cuttings and quarterly coffee talks. But official BABA events aren't the only way the association interacts with the community. It's always nice of organizations to give back to the community. BABA members have really been blessed, and we'd like to pass along those blessings to others, says Carol Venn, Vice President of Membership for BABA. For example, for the last several years, BABA has volunteered at Red, White, and Blue Ash. The organization staffs a beer booth from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., and all funds raised through the tip jars are donated to a local nonprofit. BABA members also volunteer at other City of Blue Ash events. BABA gives back in other ways as well. It has helped the food pantry at the Blue Ash Elementary School with its Fill-A-Bag Feed a Family fundraiser, in which items are collected, bagged, or purchased for distribution at the school. BABA is starting to work with Operation Give Back, OGB, a Blue Ash nonprofit that provides tutoring, school, food, and support to children and parents in Blue Ash, Montgomery, Sharonville, Sims Township, and Sycamore Township. This includes sponsoring two of OGB's events, the School Supply Giveaway in August, which provides students of Sycamore School District and Stewart Elementary in Sharonville with backpacks filled with new school supplies, and the annual Holiday Store, which allows families to pick out new toys, pajamas, socks, hats, and gloves, a gently new or used coat, and a large blessing bag filled with food and personal care items for their children. Both events serve the children in need, says Venn. If you would like to learn more about how BABA members connect Blue Ash's business community to the community at large, contact Venn at area code 513-378-7653 or BABA President Steve Arosky at 513-457-4757. That concludes the article by Corinne Menard, Connecting Community. The next article is the Blue Ash 2024 Events Calendar. The Blue Ash Business Association and the City of Blue Ash stay busy all year with a variety of networking, guest speaker, and family events. We've listed a sampling of 2024's events, but make sure to visit babusiness.org/events for the most up-to-date information and to see any new events, such as ribbon cuttings, as they're announced. Dates and times for City of Blue Ash events are subject to change, and this list is not all-inclusive. Please check blueash.com/calendar for the latest information for city events. Coming on May 2nd, the BABA May Luncheon, Networking Lunch and Guest Speaker, 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at The Gatherings, 10627 Techwood Circle, Blue Ash. On May the 11th, the OFF Market, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Summit Park, 4335 Glendale Milford Road, Blue Ash. May 27th, Memorial Day Parade and Ceremony. Parade at 10:15 a.m., ceremony 11:30 a.m., location to be announced. Blue Ash Montgomery Symphony Orchestra Memorial Day Concert, 7 p.m., Blue Ash Nature Park, 4337 Cooper Road, Blue Ash. June 6th, BABA After Hours, Networking, 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., Wingate Hotel, Blue Ash, 4320 Glendale Milford Road, Blue Ash. And as that is Blue Ash After Hours and Networking, I suspect that the time is not really 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., but more likely 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Again, check blueash.org/calendar for an update. Also on June 8th, the OFF Market, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Summit Park, 4335 Glendale Milford Road, Blue Ash. June 11th, Blue Ash Summer Tuesday Night Concert Series, 7 p.m., Blue Ash Nature Park, 4337 Cooper Road, Blue Ash. June 14th, CFTA Food Fest, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Summit Park, 4335 Glendale Milford Road, Blue Ash. June 18th, Blue Ash Summer Tuesday Night Concert Series, 7 p.m., Blue Ash Nature Park, 4337 Cooper Road, Blue Ash. June 21st, Blue Ash Summer Friday Night Concert Series, 7 p.m., Town Square, 9250 Town Square Avenue, Blue Ash. June 25th, Blue Ash Summer Tuesday Night Concert Series, 7 p.m., Blue Ash Nature Park, 4337 Cooper Road, Blue Ash. June 28th, Blue Ash Summer Friday Night Concert Series, 7 p.m., Town Square, 9520 Town Square Avenue, Blue Ash. July 4th, Fretboard Brewing, Red, White, and Blue Ash, 4 to 10:30 p.m., Summit Park, 4335 Glendale Milford Road, Blue Ash. July 9th, Blue Ash Summer Tuesday Night Concert Series, 7 p.m., Blue Ash Nature Park, 4337 Cooper Road, Blue Ash. July 12th, Blue Ash Summer Friday Night Concert Series, 7 p.m. Town Square, 9520 Town Square Avenue, Blue Ash. July 13th, the OFF Market, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Summit Park, 4335 Glendale Milford Road, Blue Ash. July 16th, Blue Ash Summer Tuesday Night Concert Series, 7 p.m., Blue Ash Nature Park, 4337 Cooper Road, Blue Ash. July 19th, Blue Ash Summer Friday Night Concert Series, 7 p.m., Town Square, 9520 Town Square Avenue, Blue Ash. July 23rd, Blue Ash Summer Tuesday Night Concert Series, 7 p.m., Blue Ash Nature Park, 4337 Cooper Road, Blue Ash. July 26th, Blue Ash Summer Friday Night Concert Series, 7 p.m., Town Square, 9520 Town Square Avenue, Blue Ash. July 30th, Blue Ash Summer Tuesday Night Concert Series, 7 p.m., Blue Ash Nature Park, 4337 Cooper Road, Blue Ash. August 1st, Baba After Hours Networking, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., location, TBA. August 2nd, Blue Ash Summer Friday Night Concert Series, 7 p.m., Town Square, 9520 Town Square Avenue, Blue Ash. August 6th, Blue Ash Summer Tuesday Night Concert Series, 7 p.m., Blue Ash Nature Park, 4337 Cooper Road, Blue Ash. August 9th, Blue Ash Summer Friday Night Concert Series, 7 p.m., Town Square, 9520 Town Square Avenue, Blue Ash. August 10th, the OFF Market, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Summit Park, 4335 Glendale Milford Road, Blue Ash. August 13th, Blue Ash Summer Tuesday Night Concert Series, 7 p.m., Blue Ash Nature Park, 4337 Cooper Road, Blue Ash. August 16th, Blue Ash Summer Friday Night Concert Series, 7 p.m., Town Square, 9520 Town Square Avenue, Blue Ash. August 23rd, Blue Ash Summer Friday Night Concert Series, 7 p.m., Town Square, 9520 Town Square Avenue, Blue Ash. September 5th, Baba September Luncheon, Networking, Lunch, and Guest Speaker. 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., Embassy Suites by Hilton, Cincinnati Northeast. 4554 Lake Forest Drive, Blue Ash. September 14th, the OFF Market, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Summit Park, 4335 Glendale Milford Road, Blue Ash. October 1st, Baba After Hours Networking, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., Hilton Garden Inn, Blue Ash, 5300 Cornell Road, Blue Ash. October 5th, Brew Ash, 1 to 8 p.m., Summit Park, 4335 Glendale Milford Road, Blue Ash. October 11th, Baba Coffee Talk, guest speaker, 8 to 9 a.m., YMCA Blue Ash, 5000 YMCA Drive, Blue Ash. On November 7th, Baba Veterans Recognition Lunch, 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., location TBA. November 11th, Veterans Day Ceremony and Luncheon, 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., location TBA. November 22nd, the OFF Market, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Summit Park, 4335 Glendale Milford Road, Blue Ash. And finally, on December 5th, the Baba Holiday Lunch, 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., location to be announced. That concludes just a sampling of the events calendar for Blue Ash. Next is an article titled Economic Development, 5 Questions with Dan Johnson, Economic Development Director of the City of Blue Ash. Blue Ash is a great place for business, and no one may know that better than Dan Johnson, the Economic Development Director for the city. We sat down with Johnson to learn more about the city's economic development and future plans. What are some of the biggest Blue Ash wins from 2023? Preventex, a British company that focuses on medical testing, chose to open its office and laboratory in Blue Ash this year. It is meaningful when a foreign company that could have chosen to locate absolutely anywhere in the entire United States chooses Blue Ash. CEI moved its retina clinic into a new and much larger space within Blue Ash. The Cincinnati Rehabilitation Hospital opened a new building adjacent to Summit Park. Gastro Health renovated an existing office building to create a state-of-the-art medical center. Several engineering and technology firms that needed new offices and room to expand locally moved into Blue Ash, including Duran Manufacturing. There are far too many to name them all here, but we regularly announce projects at blueashadvance.com. What projects are you excited about this year? We hope to see activity at the former Procter & Gamble site on Reed-Hartman Highway, which has been cleared and made ready for new development over the last few years. The city will finish construction of Town Square, which will be fantastic for nearby residents and businesses. The downtown park will become a year-round attraction with a new outdoor amphitheater, dog park, play spaces, and a reimagined Veterans Memorial. Mad Tree will begin construction on its new location in Summit Park. What makes Blue Ash such an inviting place to start or relocate a company? Blue Ash is the largest suburban commercial market in the greater Cincinnati area, which means that there are options for just about any type and size of business. Our central location in the region and immediate access to interstates I-71 and I-275 and Cross County Highway makes us accessible to the entire region. We have business support services and employee amenities in Blue Ash, and are close to regional retail amenities like those in the vicinity of Kenwood Town Center. We have great housing stock and a great school district for employees who also choose to live here. What are the most surprising trends in economic development in the city? Although office vacancy rates in the city are relatively high post-COVID, the city is a good economic position. If COVID had the same impact in Blue Ash that it has had all over the country, we likely would have seen a higher number of retail and support service closures and vacancies, but we didn't. Pundits everywhere assume that office worker attendance rates will go up in the next few years. Assuming that happens, the workday vibrancy in Blue Ash will be even better than it is currently. What does the future hold for businesses in Blue Ash? Great things. Of course, we can't control the broader economy, but the city will continue to invest in infrastructure and amenities and do everything it can to support our corporate property owners, business owners, and to provide for the wants and needs of their valuable employees. Business owners and employees often cite availability and convenience of local amenities high on their lists of priorities when they make choices about where to work. Continual improvements to the already amazing facilities and programming at Summit Park, Town Square in downtown, the Blue Ash Rec Center, Cooper Creek Event Center, and the golf course will ensure that these continue to be a huge draw. That concludes the interview with Don Johnson, who is the Economic Development Director of the City of Blue Ash. The next article is a sponsor profile by Terry Troy. Auto Care with a European Flair. Evans Auto Care has served the community since 1964. When it comes to business longevity and reputation, Evans Auto Care on Plainfield Road is one of the most venerable and trusted in the Blue Ash community. Founded in 1964, it's been around almost as long as the Blue Ash Business Association itself. We're a family-owned second-generation business that is heading into our third generation, says Darren Weigel, marketing director for the company. We started out as a SoHio station with only two service bays in 1964. Back then, the shop was owned by Ben Brodorf and doing business as Ben's Auto Care. We were performing all the basic auto care services you would expect from a local gas station, such as oil changes, brakes, tires, and other services. But we went through a substantial upgrade in the late 90s, removing our gas pumps and adding an additional six bays to operate as a fully functioning mechanical repair shop. Soon after, Brodorf passed the shop down to his son, Evan, who had spent his summers working in his father's shop. The shop has been operating as Evan's Auto Care ever since. What started as a small family-owned gas station and service center today has grown into one of the most reputable auto care rent centers in the tri-state area, servicing its clients locally as well as from as far away as 50 miles. While it works on all makes and models, Evan's Auto Care focuses on European vehicles. Its trained staff of automotive technicians possessing a passion for working on German brands such as Porsche, Mercedes, Benz, BMWs, Audis, and Volkswagen, to name but a few. Focusing on this niche for over 25 years, while never forgetting its roots, by continuing to work on domestic and other foreign vehicles, Evan's Auto Care has ASE-certified master technicians and Toyota-certified technicians on staff who are ready to service and maintain your automotive investment. And they work with the most technically advanced service equipment available, performing factory-level scans and programming for brands like BMW, VW, Audi, and Mercedes-Benz, as well as domestic brands and Asian imports. Evan's Auto Care also offers service on hybrids and electric vehicles. And they have received recognition for their services from national organizations like Carfax. Perhaps even more importantly, all of its clients, whether they are from Blue Ash or from other areas surrounding the Cincinnati area, are treated like members of an extended family. That's important to us because Blue Ash is such a close-knit community, says Weigel. Being a part of the Blue Ash Business Association also provides us with plenty of community involvement, as well as engagement from our members. It's a fun group to be around, and their events are always well attended. In addition to its support of the local business community through BABA, Evan's Auto Care is also very active with giving back to the community, supporting nonprofit organizations like the SPCA and others through substantial cash contributions, as well as volunteer hours from its management and staff. This is Janet wrapping up for this week. We'll finish the Blue Ash Community and Business Guide next week. Have a good week.